then you have to tolerate me. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nadapi sunichena tadari vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 vikivalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Thank you. This is our final night together. But you're all invited to my two programs, the next two nights at Srinam Radha's house and Ranjit's house. Otherwise, I will see you next year. Thank you for treating me so nicely. I simply pray to Krishna that you become more and more happy in Krishna consciousness. I hope that you get initiated. And I hope that all of you advance too much. All right, let's look at tonight's verse. First, let's try to understand the title of the chapter. Knowledge of the Absolute. So, this word absolute is defined by Sutta Goswami. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. So, first of all, advayam. Non-dual.
Non-dual.
This material world is the world of duality. Everything here, there is qualitative difference.
Todo es cualitativamente diferente.
You like when it's good, you don't like when it's bad.
Te gusta cuando es bueno y no te gusta cuando es malo.
If it's too hot, you don't like it.
Si es demasiado caliente, no te gusta.
If it's too cold, you don't like it.
Si es demasiado frío, no te gusta.
There's so much duality.
Hay tanta dualidad.
Some things are favorable, some things are unfavorable.
Algunas cosas son favorables, otras cosas son desfavorables.
But in the absolute truth,
pero la verdad absoluta,
although there are varieties,
aunque hay variedad,
still there is oneness.
Hay unidad.
So even in the pastimes of Krishna,
así que incluso en los pasatiempos de Krishna,
if it looks like he's not happy,
y aunque se vea que él no es feliz,
he's enjoying.
Él está disfrutando.
Just like in the Ram Lila.
Tal como en el Ram Lila.
When Ram was crying out,
cuando el señor Ram estaba llorando,
Sita! He was enjoying.
Él estaba disfrutando.
When I cry out,
cuando yo lloro,
I'm not enjoying.
Yo no estoy disfrutando.
So because I'm in the material world.
Porque yo estoy en el mundo material.
But the absolute truth is non-dual.
Pero la verdad absoluta es no dual.
Happiness and sadness are the same.
Felicidad y aflicción es lo mismo.
So this verse by Sutta Goswami,
así que este verso por Sutta Goswami,
he says that those who know the absolute truth,
aquellos que conocen la verdad absoluta,
they say it is non-dual, advayam.
Ellos dicen que no dual, advayam.
Repite advayam.
Repite advayam.
Advayam.
If I say repite, there's no need for you to say it. That's all right. Okay? I wanted to tell you that the first day, but... All right. So then he says this non-dual substance,
así que es una sustancia no dual,
is realized in three features.
Es realizado en tres aspectos.
Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan.
Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan.
Yes. Okay. So, Brahman means all-pervasive spiritual energy.
Así que el Brahman es una energía todo-prevaleciente, espiritual, energía espiritual todo-prevaleciente.
Paramatma is both localized and all-pervasive.
Paramatma es localizado y omnisciente.
Paramatma is in everyone's heart.
Paramatma está en el corazón de todos.
Paramatma is in every atom.
Paramatma está en cada átomo.
So although it is localized,
está localizado,
he's also everywhere.
Está en todas partes también.
And then the third feature,
y el tercer aspecto,
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Now, yesterday, I explained what this word means.
Así que ayer expliqué el significado de esta palabra.
Now, let's see who pays attention.
Ahora vamos a ver quién prestó atención.
How did I explain yesterday?
¿Cómo lo expliqué ayer?
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Who can say?
¿Quién puede decir?
All right.
The last part of the word.
La última parte de la palabra.
Van.
Van.
Van means what to possess.
Significa aquel que posee.
And? Very good. You passed the exam. Very good. So you read or you heard today's purport. Although the absolute truth is one, realization of Brahman and Paramatma is incomplete.
La realización de Brahman y Paramatma es incompleta.
It's partial realization of the one absolute truth.
Es la realización parcial de la verdad absoluta.
And Prabhupada said, full realization is Bhagavan.
Y Prabhupada dijo, realización plena es Bhagavan.
Now look at the first line of the shloka.
La primera línea del shloka.
Do you see something?
¿Ve algo?
What do you see?
¿Qué lo que ve?
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
And this Bhagavan is talking. Uvacha. So he's a person.
Así que él es una persona.
Only persons talk.
Solamente las personas hablan.
In personal, Brahman doesn't talk. A person talks. So this Bhagavan is speaking this Bhagavad Gita. All right. So now, this idea that Krishna is a person is emphasized several times in this verse. Mayi, unto me. Then it says, mat asrai, in consciousness of me. Then again, mam, me. So, definitely, this is being spoken by a person. So, in the ultimate sense, God is a person.
Dios es una persona.
Many years ago,
muchos años atrás,
I asked two of Prabhupada's close associates,
yo le pregunté a dos asociados muy cercanos de Prabhupada,
Syamasundara,
Syamasundara Prabhu,
and Harishari.
Harishari Prabhu.
Syamasundara was the one who preached to George Harrison and the Beatles. And Harishari used to give the massage. That's how he used to say it. Massage. Because he has an English-Australian accent.
Hey, mate. Hey, amigo.
Okay. So I both asked them on two different occasions.
Así que a los dos les pregunté en diferentes ocasiones.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
You had so much personal association with Prabhupada.
Ustedes tuvieron tanta asociación personal con Srila Prabhupada.
What was the most important thing you learned from Prabhupada?
¿Cuál es la cosa más importante que ustedes han aprendido de Srila Prabhupada?
And they both said.
Y ambos dijeron.
The thing they learned most from Prabhupada.
Ellos piensan que aprendieron más de Prabhupada.
God is a person.
Dios es una persona.
So this is very important concept.
Así que esto es un concepto muy importante.
When you come to Prabhupada's teachings,
cuando llegas a la enseñanza de Prabhupada,
this concept is hammered.
Este concepto es como un martillo.
Is repeated over and over again.
Es repetido una y otra vez.
Because the tendency is,
porque la tendencia es,
for the conditioned soul,
para el alma condicionada,
to take God as impersonal.
Tomar a Dios como impersonal.
So over and over, Prabhupada is pointing this out.
Así que Prabhupada está enfatizando esto una y otra vez.
So there's this word in the verse, asakta mana.
Así que hay una palabra en este verso,
asakta mana.
Asakta mana.
Repite, asakta mana.
Asakta mana.
Yes. Mind attached.
Con la mente desapegada.
So, the mind only becomes...
Mente apegada. Mente apegada.
The mind becomes attached to that which is attractive.
La mente se atrae a algo que es atractivo.
But Krishna's very name means all attractive.
Pero el mismo significado de la palabra de Krishna significa todo atractivo.
Now, we discussed last night,
así que discutimos anoche,
how somebody can develop attachment for Krishna.
¿Cómo alguien puede desarrollar apego por Krishna?
What did I say? I answered somebody's question. How does someone become attached to anything?
¿Cómo alguien se vuelve apegado a cualquier cosa?
Yes. Yes, you constantly hear about the item. For instance, Rukmini Devi never saw Krishna. But when Narada and other rishis described Krishna, by hearing, she became attached. She became so attached that in her letter, she said, Krishna, if you will not accept me as your wife, I will die 100 times until you finally accept me. So just by hearing, she became attached. So this is how we become attached to
Krishna.
And Prabhupada also points out that you cannot become attached to something unless there's some love. So if you have any kind of attachment for
Krishna,
that means you have some love. And being attached to Krishna means Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, instructions, his qualities, his devotees. One of our main principles that we become attached to the spiritual master, because you sing every morning. Kintu praboya priya evatasya. Why is the spiritual master dear to
Krishna?
I'm asking this question. It says we sing every morning that the spiritual master is most dear to
Krishna.
But you should know why. The answer is in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Who can answer my question? Yes.
Nobody is dear to Krishna than those who teach this message to the devotees.
Perfecto answer. Yes.
Because it's 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service.
Good. But according to Bhagavad Gita, your answer is correcto. Because Krishna himself says, there's no servant more dear to me. So it case is closed. The topmost authority said, the one who preaches Bhagavad Gita, no one is more dear. Okay, so that's why your answer was 10 thumbs up. Okay? So, you can even become attached to Krishna's prasad. That's how I've made any advancement. Who likes Krishna prasad? Hey, I'm not making this up. Prabhupada said, the drunkard, if he thinks the taste of this wine is
Krishna,
one day he'll be a great devotee. Prabhupada didn't say how long it'll take, but he was making that point. That's like, what does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita about agua? What does he say? Excellent. So I think I'll take. Taste of water is
Krishna.
The more I think that, I'm becoming attached to
Krishna.
That is the whole scheme of what we do in this movement. We're simply trying to become attached to
Krishna.
Just like I said in the temple room, either on Janmashtami or Vyas Puja. That Prabhupada told John Lennon, find the guru most addicted to
Krishna.
And then I said, I want to become addicted to
Krishna.
So you hear, you chant, you read about, describe, Krishna.
Entonces, escuchas, canta, describes acerca de Krishna.
Now this next word, yogam.
Así que está la siguiente palabra, yogam.
Self-realization.
Autorrealización.
Self-realization means to understand what is your eternal identity.
Así que autorrealización significa cuál es tu identidad eterna.
Right now, we identify with a temporary identity.
Así que ahora estamos identificados con una identidad temporal.
Man, wife, woman,
hombre, mujer, esposa,
chileno, gringo. These are all temporary designations.
Todas estas son designaciones temporales.
And it is very well known.
Y es muy bien sabido.
That when the husband and wife are too attached,
cuando el esposo y la esposa están demasiado pegados,
in the next birth,
en el siguiente nacimiento,
they switch.
Ellos cambian su rol.
It has been said,
ha sido dicho,
one temple in America,
en un templo en América,
the husband and wife, the temple president and his wife,
el presidente del templo y su esposa,
they went to some big astrologer in India.
Fueron un gran astrólogo en India.
And the astrologer looked at their leaf.
Así que el astrólogo vio en las hojas.
And told them.
Y les dijo,
you have been married 5 times.
Ustedes han estado casados 5 veces.
And each time you switch.
Y cada vez ustedes intercambiaron.
You take birth as woman, he takes.
Él tomó nacimiento como mujer y ella tomó nacimiento como.
So better to become attached to Krishna.
Así que mejor estar apegado a Krishna.
So self-realization means, what is my eternal service to Krishna?
Así que autorrealización significa, ¿cuál es mi servicio eterno?
Why am I existing?
¿Por qué estoy existiendo?
Everyone exists to serve Krishna.
Así que todo el mundo existe para servir a Krishna.
That's why we exist.
Es por esto que existimos.
We have a service.
Tenemos un servicio.
But we have forgotten it.
Pero lo hemos olvidado.
By chanting,
por cantar,
it's revealed.
Es revelado.
So, self-realization means, oh, now I know what I'm going to be doing in the spiritual world.
Así que autorrealización significa, oh, ¿qué es lo que tengo que hacer en el mundo espiritual?
I have service to Krishna.
Tengo servicio para Krishna.
Now, Prabhupada says something in the third canto of Bhagavatam.
Así que Prabhupada dice algo en el tercer canto de Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prabhupada says,
Prabhupada dice,
that if there is a particular incarnation,
si hay alguna encarnación particular,
or a particular pastime,
o un pasatiempo en particular,
that you are very attracted to,
y está muy, en la cual tú te sientes atraído,
that gives you some idea,
esto te da alguna idea
of your constitutional position.
Te da una idea de tu posición constitucional.
So there's no need to discuss.
Así que no hay necesidad de discutir.
Oh, Prabhu, I like this.
Oh, Prabhu, me gusta esto.
That's okay.
Está bien.
All right, but that's what Prabhupada says.
Pero eso es lo que Prabhupada dice.
So if you like a particular incarnation or lila,
si te gusta una encarnación en particular o lila,
that gives you an idea. But don't get puffed up.
Pero no te vuelvas orgulloso.
Gotta keep chanting.
Tienes que mantener
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, now this next word, yunjan.
Así que la siguiente palabra, yunjan.
Practicing.
Practicando.
I give this example so many times in Los Angeles.
He dado este ejemplo muchas veces en Los Ángeles.
All these big, big athletes.
Todos estos grandes atletas.
The ones that are making millions of dollars
los que están haciendo millones de dólares,
to bounce a ball
simplemente por jugar con una pelota,
or to swim.
O para, por nadar.
Right? They spend hours every day
ellos pasan horas todos los días,
doing the same stupid thing.
Haciendo la misma cosa estúpida todos los días.
Boom, boom, boom. Over and over. For hours, every day.
Todos los días, por horas.
To me, es stupido.
Para mí es
better do this over and over.
A Así que para mí mejor hacer esto una y otra vez.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But not even $1.
Pero ni siquiera un dólar.
See? I chant, but there's no money in here. Prabhupada didn't, when I got initiated, there was no signing bonus. When these athletes become professional, they get a big fat check. Millions of dollars. Not only do we not get money, but we give the guru money. Just the opposite. But the idea is to practice. Because you cannot become expert unless you practice. And we are practicing throughout our whole life. That is called sadhana bhakti. It's called devotional service and practice. Because the real devotional service is in the kingdom of God. What we're doing here is practice only. We have yet to really chant. All the things we're doing, we're just practicing. Getting ready for the real deal in the kingdom of God. You like to worship deity, right? One day you will assist the gopis in dressing Radha and Krishna. You would like that? Very good. So, we're practicing. Now, the next word, mat-asraya. In consciousness of me. Asraya also means another meaning, shelter. When we are thinking of Krishna, that means at the same time we're taking shelter. The non-devotees, they also take shelter. But they're taking shelter of a witch. The witch known as Maya. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you're laying your head on the lap of a witch. What does a witch do? Suck blood of baby. That was Putana. Putana had already killed many babies. Sucking the blood of the baby. And Maya is a witch. Oh, I take shelter of Maya. So nice, Maya. But Maya is going to suck your blood. And then kick you out. So take shelter of Krishna. Krishna consciousness means taking shelter of Krishna. Just like the residents of Vrindavan. When Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, Krishna told them, I'm holding up Govardhan Hill like an umbrella. Come and take shelter of the umbrella, Govardhan Hill. So, we're taking shelter of Krishna. Now, Asang Shayam. Repite, por favor. This is a nice, very nice word. Without doubt.
Sin duda.
The first verse I ever learned in Bhagavad Gita.
El primer verso que yo aprendí del Bhagavad Gita.
I was 23 years old.
Yo tenía 23 años en ese entonces.
And I would go out on the subways of New York.
Iría a los, al metro de Nueva York.
With books.
Con libros.
And so I would go and on the train tried to distribute.
Así que me subí a la tren tratando de distribuirlos.
So at the end of the line,
así que al final de la línea,
as I was waiting for the next train,
como cuando estaba esperando por el siguiente tren,
one of the older God brothers taught me, you make these, like you have card. Back then there were no computers, no iPods, no iPads. You had to write. So we had a stack of what is called index cards. And we would handwrite the shlokas. So back then, that's what you did. You would just have your stack. And throughout the day, you would repeat them over and over. So the first verse I learned was in chapter 15. Where Krishna says, if you understand me as God, without doubting,
sin duda,
then you know everything. So this, without doubt.
Sin duda.
So many, most people,
la mayoría de la gente,
they have so many doubts about God.
Tienen tantas dudas acerca de Dios.
But when you take shelter of Krishna,
pero cuando tú tomas refugio de Krishna,
your doubts will go away.
Todas las, dudas se van.
As it says here, samagram.
Como se dice,
you'll know God completely.
Vas a conocer a Dios completamente.
Now, Prabhupada explained it.
Pero Prabhupada lo explica.
But I'm going to make it more thorough.
Pero voy a tratar de explicarlo mayormente.
Krishna himself doesn't know himself completely.
Krishna mismo incluso no se conoce a él completamente.
Prabhupada explains this.
Prabhupada explica esto.
Krishna sits down.
Krishna se sienta.
And he's calculating himself. And he discovers new potencies. He's always finding new things. So even he doesn't know his own self completely. And even we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna looks at Radha and doesn't understand how she is enjoying more than me. I'm the absolute truth. I am the source of all pleasure. Why is she enjoying more than me? What is going on here? And I look at myself in a reflection. I'm so attractive. I want to embrace myself. But I can't. But Radharani embraces me. I don't understand this. And what does she experience when I'm loving her? When I preach in the States, it's 99% Indian householders. So when this point comes up, I make a joke. I tell them, you husbands, you have no idea what you put your wife through. And then I say the same thing. You ladies, you don't know what you put your husbands through. Just to give them some idea. That's why Krishna has to come as Lord Chaitanya. Because from the position of Krishna, he cannot understand Radha. He has to become Radha, then he can understand. So that's Lord Chaitanya. Krishna trying to understand himself. And in order to do that, the best person, Srimati Radharani. And her day is coming next week. So do a nice Radhashtami. So Even Krishna doesn't know himself completely. So why this word samagram? Why is Krishna saying that if you become Krishna conscious, you can know him completely? So Prabhupada explained. Here completely means the three features of the Absolute. What were the three features? What's the first one? Brahman? Brahmatma? Okay. So that, in that sense, you'll know the Krishna completely. As it was said, Brahman is partial. Paramatma is partial. But when you realize Bhagavan, that's complete realization of the Absolute Truth. So that's the context. Because Krishna is always expanding. If something is always expanding, there's no end. And that answers another question. Some people, they think, oh, why I want to go to heaven? Won't it be boring? I'll be up in the clouds, playing a harp. There's no fun. And some people stupidly think, I'll have more fun if I go to hell. They think like that. Stupid people. No, but in the spiritual world, yes, you'll do the same thing every day, but it'll always remain fresh and new and blissful. In here in the material world, you do the same thing every day. You get burnt out, fried. Oh man, I got to do this again. You want variety. So in the spiritual world, constant variety. So don't worry. You won't be bored in the kingdom of God. Trust me. Just ask Radharani. Every night she's dancing with Krishna. You're not going to hear Radharani say, oh man, another Rasa dance? Can we do something else for a change? No, that's not what Radharani is thinking. No. Don't think materially. So, now comes the last word. Repite, Srinu. Try to hear. That's very significant what Krishna is saying. Try. Because it's not easy. I know what it's like to sit there. I have also sit through many Bhagavatam classes. And the person is speaking, and you're like this. And you're looking, oh man, I can't wait another 5 minutes. This guy is so boring. It's like, can we go take prasad? I mean, I know what it's like. I've seen a lot of different people. Ay, ay, ay. Sometimes you go to class. Oh, not him again. Oh, man. He says the same thing every class. I know exactly what he's going to do next. Then you notice the speaker. You know he's going to do this. He has all these things that he does. Cracks his back. It's like, living in the temple is a great austerity. I know. I spent many years in the temple. It's like, ay, ay, ay. And then, okay, one devotee I met, he's from England. So there was a time in England. The temple didn't have much money. So when the temple doesn't have much money, the first thing to go is opulent prasadam. Yeah. When the temple is struggling, the prasadam becomes very austere. So every day they were getting the same breakfast. So this devotee would go like this. Oh, jai, oatmeal, jai! But it's the same thing. Anyway, so it's hearing is the beginning of spiritual life. And sometimes you'll understand, sometimes you won't. But you just try. That's what's great about spiritual life. In the material world, you don't get credit for trying. You have to complete the task. Two teams are competing. The winner gets the prize. Adios. The loser. Adios. Okay? But in spiritual life, you get credit just for the endeavor. Just for trying. That's what's so great. So everything about Krishna consciousness is hopeful. So try to hear. Try to chant. Try to serve. And my favorite, chant and be happy whether you like it or not. Okay? Everybody chant Hare Krishna.